is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. So yesterday I saw the story on ESPN or wherever I saw it, that the Golden State Warriors were welcoming Draymond Green back into the fold. And Draymond said that Adam Silver talked him out of retirement. And my first thought was, is Steve Kerr mad about that? My friend Kanata Edwards, not of the scribe on Twitter, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Do you think Steve Kerr called up Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, and said, why'd you go do that? We could have gotten all that money back.
There's him. There's Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Right.
There's the Lakers. Like, there are a whole lot of people that should be very, very, very angry with Adam Silver right now. And quite honestly, like, if I'm Steph Curry, I'm not too happy either. Now, granted, that team is not very good right now, and they do kind of need him. But at the same point, with the financial straits that they're heading in, between him, between Andrew Wiggins, making too much money and being Minnesota Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have been mad if Draymond retired. But at this point, like, the other big thing about this, Adam, that bugs me is that now we've seen the Golden State Warriors enable a guy like that. But now, like, the league is enabling him.
Yeah.
And why are we doing that? Like, I don't understand anything involving the situation. If I'm Adam Silver, it's like, yo, that may be a rash thing to do, but you know what? You're a grown-ass man, so go do it.
Look, there will be another incident. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And the next one will be the last one, certainly for this season. But, look.
Are we sure? Are we sure?
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. I really can't fight you on that. I do think, though, that the Warriors sort of made their bed here. Sometimes you just have to recognize that it's time, and it's been time with Draymond. They've sort of hung on, even though they haven't been good since they won the title a couple years ago. They've hung on, and it was time to let him go.
I would put it this way: with the Golden State Warriors, did the same thing that every title team thinks that. Like, they're the older person that had their heyday in the 70s and thinks that they could break out the shag and the disco shoes and all that, and they could still get out there and cut a rug with the young folks. And it don't work like that. It never has worked like that. It doesn't help that I won't say they've missed completely, but they whiffed on the Wiseman pick.
Very much so. I mean, I could have told them that, though.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that could have told them that.
Yeah.
Had they talked to anybody in Memphis, they would have known, hey, this kid not quite ready and will do whatever he wants. But at the same point, if we're honest, it was a clash of LaMelo Ball culture and Steve Kerr and the way that goes. So who knows how that looks. Mm. But at the same point, there have been multiple mistakes. And then on top of that, you've enabled this sociopath who basically decided that went away, might have gotten therapy via BetterHelp, and will have a BetterHelp sponsorship by the time he gets back next week. And there's all of these things that don't make sense. And at some point, it's all going to end up leading to, when does Steph Curry say, I've had enough? Because that's got to be coming soon, right?
I would imagine he should be the only one left. I mean, they really needed to get figure out a way to, shed Draymond Green on somebody else, Klay Thompson as well. Really, just about the whole roster. It's funny. Gary Payton came back. Gary Payton to me is one of the guys who should have always stuck around because of the way he plays and sacrifices for the team. But they've looked for different ways to get rid of him. But it really is really only about Steph Curry.
It's about 30. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Real quick, I know Jonathan Kuminga for the Warriors came out and said that he doesn't trust Steve Kerr anymore, and whatever. He's a young guy that's having trouble breaking through. But I saw you tweet that this would be a good time to have the conversation. Hey, would you like Miles Bridges? We'll take Jonathan Kuminga.
It's a twofold question, because the Jonathan Kuminga thing is more about his second contract, which is basically because you can't establish the value for him, which is part of the reason why you pose the question, hey, we have this gently used Miles Bridges in Charlotte. Would you like that, considering you're needing older guys? Miles Bridges would probably play nice with Draymond Green, and it would add some athleticism.
Yep.
And would that be possible? The problem is, I do wonder if you're not willing to include Jonathan Kuminga in Pascal Siakam talks. There's no way you're giving him up for a guy like Miles Bridges. But also, I have issues with the Pascal Siakam talks, and I do wonder if that's just no one's willing to give up anything of note for a guy that's expiring at the end of the year.
Kanata Edwards, Not of the Scribe, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Where is Charlotte right now in terms of developing into something? Because Charles Barkley said it a long time ago, the worst thing you can do is just be barely a playoff team. Because you're not getting better in the draft, you're not getting better draft picks, blah, 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 and you're kind of delaying the inevitable. Where are they in their development?
Hurt. Quite literally, hurt. Memphis has the most games missed due to injury. Charlotte is, at last check, maybe 15 games behind them in terms of injury, total injury.
Yeah, nothing from LaMelo.
You've gotten barely anything from LaMelo, who is battling with probably ownership and maybe coaching over whether to do these ankle braces, which he probably should do, similar to Steph Curry. You have Gordon Hayward in the final year of his deal taking his usual injury sabbatical, which, granted, largely is not his fault and has been really dumb luck. Mark Williams hasn't played since early December. You've had P.J. Washington in and out of the lineup. Brandon Miller's missed games due to illness. Terry Rozier's missed games due to ankle injuries and illness. It's one of those situations where you really can't effectively get a gauge on how good this team is or is not, because quite literally you haven't had a single NBA caliber rotation in almost 2 years. But in spite of that, that's probably your answer, and you're probably going to end up having to break this team up in some way that is a core of, at minimum, Brandon Miller, LaMelo Ball, and Mark Williams. Mm-hmm. Everybody else could probably be had, with the exception of smart signings like Cody Martin, who's finally come back. But for the large part of this, I if you told me that Miles Bridges was gone, P.J. Washington was gone, and maybe even if Terry Rozier was gone, I would not necessarily be surprised, because I think it's time to move on to the next iteration. It's not blowing it up as much as it's taking a step, taking the team in another direction, hopefully one more towards sustained winning.
Yeah, this has been a while now since they have been, where they are, which is hopefully trying to get into a play-in tournament, which is not necessarily where you need to be. Real quick, which injury is more damaging? Ja Morant, who's out for the year in Memphis, or Tyrese Haliburton?
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for pack therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Tyrese Halliburton, solely because they rely so much on him. The John Morant thing, it was going to take a Herculean effort to get them out of where they were to a playing position. Now with a top five pick, Memphis can probably move some salary, remake their team to be a little bit more, I'm not necessarily saying grown-up heavy, but at the same point, like, they needed a new direction as well. Indiana, you start worrying because that the back of the East is kind of tight. And they were doing really, really, really well. They rely a lot on him. Now, granted, they did beat Boston. But at the same point, like, this is going to be one of those injuries that probably keeps him out of the All-Star game. And also, you're going to really want to take your time with this.
You have to.
It is a two-week thing. So this may put them from, like, out of the plate, like, out of the solid playoff spot into the play-in, and I'm not so sure that's necessarily where you want to be playing around with that roster and having to get all that rhythm back in time for the playoffs.
He's an absolutely great player. All right, so Kennard Edwards is joining us here. You're in Charlotte. Let me run through a couple of names for you. How would Jim Harbaugh play in Charlotte?
He would play great in Charlotte, but I don't think there are people that say he really wants a job. I don't necessarily believe that, because why would Jim Harbaugh take this job, Bryce Young,
right,
and leave Justin Herbert out there? Like, there are multiple jobs that fit Jim Harbaugh better than the Carolina Panthers, the Atlanta Falcons for one, the Los Angeles Chargers for another, maybe even the Los Angeles Raiders for three. Like, there's a lot of other teams that are, like, we're getting to that Blazing Saddles point with the Carolina Panthers where I truly believe that the coach is going to end up being a black guy because no one else is going to want to take this job.
Is Cleavon Little, is he applying?
Very much so.
I love it. I absolutely love to see Cleavon Little. Never mind. That's another story altogether. What about Washington? I think he would be great in Washington.
I think Washington with the number two pick is going to be very, very interesting, especially with guys that know what they're doing and they're hiring the one smart guy that left Oakland before the ship sank in Bob Myers.
Yeah.
So I do believe that Washington is going to be a really interesting squad to basically build everything up. And it's not like the cupboard is bare in Washington. They just need a quarterback.
Right.
They just need some direction in defense. Like, I don't think they're that far away.
I don't either.
Their quarterback, they could be this year's Houston next year.
With the right quarterback and with the right general manager, I think Jim Harbaugh would be great. Would you take Mike Vrabel in Charlotte?
Does Mike Vrabel really want to come here?
Oh, I don't know anybody who would want to coach for
exactly
David Tepper. But right now there are only six openings, and I don't think the Raiders are really open because I think Antonio Pierce is ultimately going to get that gig.
Let's not put that out there. I don't believe they're hiring Antonio Pierce.
Really?
They did Rich. Yeah. If Rich Bisaccia, if what he did wasn't good enough, you mean to tell me that a black head coach that did what he did has the same shot as Rich Bisaccia? No.
They hire Steve Wilkes? I'm just kidding. never mind.
Rooney Rule interviews of Adam.
Yeah, I know. I still think Antonio Pierce is going to get that gig because whether it was a mistake or not with Rich Bisaccia, right? It was a mistake to hire Josh McDaniel. We can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
And I do think for half a year, I think that Antonio Pierce certainly can command a locker room. They don't have good talent. The fact that they won enough games with Antonio Pierce, I think, might push him over the edge. It should have done that with Steve Wilkes in Charlotte. It really should have, and it did not work out that way. Kanat Edwards at Not of the Scribe on Twitter. Duke or Pitt tonight?
Duke, but it's close.
Yeah, I think it is close.
Pitt within the number. Again, if you're putting any money, put Pitt within the number. And at last check, I think it was Pitt plus 5.5 to take the points.
Yeah, that's what I've got. I've got Pitt plus, Duke wins, and under 146. I think this will be a little bit of a difficult game to watch. We'll just leave it at that. Of course it is. That is exactly right. I'll talk to you very soon, my man. Thanks.
Talk to you soon, man.
You got it. Kanata Edwards. When we come back, Mike Felder. We're going back to Charlotte. Why are all of our best guests from Charlotte? What is it telling us?
Well, we have a great state full of awesome people.
We do.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.